je respire. De
Mighty Sam. I've Got Enough Heartaches. I had that lined up to play a few weeks ago, and the CD player just took it in mind to play something entirely different, which itself was very good. The Soul Brothers, What Can You Do When You Ain't Got Nobody? But finally, from the album Our Turn to Cry on Kent Records, Mighty Sam gets his moment. And before that was Natasha Atlas from her new album Eshteni, and the song we played was Soleil d'Egypte. That's on Mantra Records. And just to say what our prizes are tonight, 5 copies of The Rough Guide to Japan and another 5 of The Rough Guide to Hawaii. And just coincidentally, they were both compiled by our guest of this evening, Paul Fisher. Also, we've got 2 left of the Brosman, Sue and Bob Brosman, which Paul has got something to do with, I think. So, Paul, welcome.
Hello, hi.
And so what I know about you is that you run a kind of far side mail order thing where people can buy records from Japan that you can supply over here, and you quite regularly as a journalist appear in F Roots and maybe elsewhere.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I write mostly in Japan actually. I've got a music column for the Japan Times.
For the Japan Times?
Yeah, newspaper.
And you have a radio show?
I do a radio show indeed, yes.
Which is how long?
It's an hour.
And for what station?
It's in various stations, actually. It's mainly in Kansai area, which is Osaka, and also in Kyushu, in Fukuoka City.
And so it's syndicated sort of simultaneously these places, or
it goes at different times,
different places. And for my neighbour David, who his brother lives in Tokyo, he wants to know what part of Tokyo. And does it make a difference? Every city has its good parts and bad parts, I suppose.
Yeah, although Tokyo does too, but it's a bit more uniform, I think, somehow than say London. Even I think, yeah, it's actually I live in a place called Nerimaku, which is a bit like living in Kilburn, perhaps, if it was London.
In relation to where it's how far from the centre?
Yeah, and it's sort of slightly north and slightly to the west. And
just not so many Irish?
No.
All right, Paul. Well, you know how this thing works. We take turns to play records. So where are we going to begin?
Well, actually, I'll play a track by a singer from Okinawa. She's actually from Amami Island, which is... Well, actually, strictly speaking, it's not actually Okinawa. It's between...
I think you need to explain even what Okinawa
means. Oh, okay. All right. Okinawa is an island, or it's actually a group of islands, which are about 300 miles south of the mainland of Japan. And down in Okinawa, music is still very, very much alive. It's a living tradition.
And is it actually part of Japan as politically? It is subject to the same laws and taxes, etc.
Yes, it is now. But its history is that it was part of... first of all, it was independent. Then it was taken over by China. Then it was taken over by Japan. Then it was taken over by America. And it was only returned to Japan in 1972. And... there was a terrible battle there at the end of the Second World War. I think about a third of the population died. So it's got a very tragic history as well. But fantastic music. You know, it's a bit like perhaps Ireland and England, Wales, etc. You know, there's a very strong Okinawan identity, which they're very proud of. And they also, they update in a very natural way, however. Whereas in Japan... roots or traditional music tends to be a bit like preserved, a bit like a museum piece, whereas in Okinawa they don't think like that.
So this is the name of this singer again?
Okay, she's her name's Ricky, and she's from an island called Amami, which is halfway between Japan and Okinawa, so it's got influences of both. And the reason actually I'm playing this is that I've just been in a van for sort of hours and hours with Takashi Hiryasu and Bob Brosman in Europe. And this is going to be on an album, which is going to be released in June, which is called The Rough Guide to the Music of Okinawa. And I had a demo of it, and actually Bob listened to this, and he said, wow, this is like the best music I've heard in the last 10 years. And I think it's good, but I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
Is it a language you can understand?
Not at all. Not at all. It's just but sound. Japanese people can't understand
it. I mean, the great thing about this music is it works, it doesn't matter. The voice does it all.
Right.
So from the Rough Guide to the Music of Okinawa, coming out in June on World Music Network. And it's interesting. Last week I was live from the Barbican. You were there last night at the Tokyo Night?
Yes,
how did
indeed.
That go?
Very well, actually. Yeah, it was a great night. I was involved with three bands. First was a group called Shikala Muta. The second one was Anchang Project. And the third one was Bob Brosman and Takashi Hiniyasu.
And when you say involved, in how are you involved?
I was working with the Barbican, suggesting bands, and I kind of like manage those bands internationally, all three of those artists.
Okay. Well, as a result of your imminent visit, I suggested to the listeners a few weeks ago to call in with songs that were kind of Western songs with some preoccupation with the East as subject matter.
Right.
And I'm afraid through my own inefficiency, I managed to lose one of the two lists, but I know somebody called in with this suggestion. Hoagy Carmichael, Hong Kong Blues. And there are two things I wanted to mention about it. One is about opium, which for Americans, and half the first reaction to do with China or Japan or whatever is sort of drugs. And the other is that you hear in this the kind of source of Tom Waits in a funny way in Hoagy Carmichael.
Okay.
Fortunate color man who got rested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing a piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. Why he said, I need someone to love me,
need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I begin to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. That's the story of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong.
When he kicked old Buddha's gong. Hoagy Carmichael, Hong Kong Blues from 1942.
Right, okay, well, this is going in a different direction than I ever envisaged, but I've also gone to Hong Kong. There's a film, I don't know if it's in Japan, in England, In the Mood for Love. Which
yes,
is,
yes, yeah? It's been a big hit. I
haven't
seen
it. Oh, has it?
Yeah, I mean, a big hit as an art film, I should say. You know, so it means it lasted, you know, several months.
Right, well, the soundtrack's pretty interesting, actually. There's some old Hong Kong tunes, some Shanghai tunes which were popular in Hong Kong, like in the 1920s. And then sort of mixed up in there is things like Nat King Cole, doing Kisas, Kisas, Kisas. And the track that I'm going to play, actually, is an old track from Hong Kong, from a singer who's called Rebecca Pan. And she's singing an Indonesian song, a very, very famous Indonesian song, which is called Benguan Solo. It's probably Indonesia's most famous song. And the strange kind of thing for me is that she's singing this song in English. Listen.
You were mine, and you vowed we'll
just imagining somebody tuning into this program for the first time ever, wondering what's going on. You're listening to London Live Saturday night with Charlie Gillett and Paul Fisher from Tokyo, and we're playing Radio Ping Pong, which involves listening to each other and playing records that each thing makes us think of as from the small selection that we've got with us. And so that was, again, whom?
Wow, you've caught me there.
From the soundtrack of In the Mood for Love.
Yeah, yeah. It was Rebecca Pan. Yeah, and it's called Bengawan Solo, which I say is an Indonesian tune. I've heard it so many times in the Indonesian language, but I've never heard it in English.
Well, during the week when I'm kind of banging away at the computer or whatever, I just sort of put CDs on and very often forget what it is that I've just put on. They're just playing away. Yeah. And this arrived and I put it on and phone rang or whatever. And next time I'm thinking, is this from Japan? And it isn't from Japan. I'm going to just tell the listeners, because what I want you to do is call in with where you do think it's from. And we've got copies of The Rough Guide to Japan, the music of, and The Rough Guide to the Music of Hawaii, and two copies of Takashi Hirayasu and Bob Brosman. So I'll take, even if you get close, like within 500 miles of where it's from, is good enough, because I personally, I don't think I could tell you if you played it to me first off. So the number here, 0207-224-2000, and be patient, because Nikki's on her own tonight.
Niacha, niacha.
Sakumi. It's by Nyota Ndogo, and we'll wait a little longer before we tell everybody where that's actually from. So, Paul, you just go straight on with what your next choice is going to be.
Okay, well, I don't know why I thought of this one, but I did. It's by a group who are called Shissas.
Spelled?
S-H-I-S-A-R-S, although how things are spelt in English is a debatable point. It's not set in stone, shall we say. And they are a group from Tokyo, Japan. In fact, one of them is also in a group, or in fact, two of them were in a group who were playing last night at the Barbican called Anchang Project. But the main person in Anchang Project isn't in this group called Shissas. And they've got a new album which is coming out, I don't know when. I mean, I've just got an advanced thing, a demo. And I think it's out in the summer. And this is a song which is called Ishi Monme no Insuke.
Don't you know what that means?
It means Mr. Insuke.
Name of the artist again?
Shissas.
Right, and a lovely kind of driving, whatever it is.
It's a regular guitar.
Okay. Well, among the people were recommended in this phone-in that I mentioned was Ryuichi Sakamoto. And although Pete Stevens in Forest Hill, I don't know if that's the same Pete Stevens that does the sport here, asked for Forbidden Colors. I don't have that, but what I do have is the album by David Sylvian, whose group was once called Japan. Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of retrospective, Everything and Nothing. And I was intrigued, not only is Ryuichi on here, but Mark Rebo, the guitarist, which is anything with him on just about is all right by me. And this, sure enough, is called Midnight Sun.
Stolen the moon, magic is gone, there in its place, a black midnight sun. The darkness is frightening, and love is denied. We've stolen the moon, God only knows why. The stars have lost their daughter, the devil's thieves have won, and they're in a place, a black midnight sun.
David Sylvian, Midnight Sun, from the album Everything and Nothing, featuring Mark Rebo and Yuji Sakamoto. And we got a call asking about that mighty soundtrack I played earlier. I've got enough heartaches. Who else did it before him? I don't think anybody. As far as I know, he did it first, but maybe somebody else out there knows. And we've got a listener out in the island of Mauritius, Peter Hun, on the internet. All right, Paul.
Okay.
And how did you come to go out to Japan? What took you out there?
Holiday. Six weeks.
How long ago?
10 years ago, so it's been a long holiday.
And you just literally never came back at the time? You just decided, I'm going to stay here?
Well, no, I did come back, and at the time, actually, I had a record shop in West Hampstead. And
called?
303 Music.
303 Music.
Yeah. Which was one of the first shops to sort of specialise in world music in London. And I thought, well, I wanted to live away from England for a while, for 1 year. So I went back for a year and just got involved in different projects. And, you know, one turned
into
two.
Did you speak Japanese when you started?
No, not at all, no. I mean, I think I also went partly because I thought I could use Japan as a base just to travel around Asia.
Did that work out?
Yeah, I have done a lot of travelling, actually, that is true. But, you know, just one project leads to another, and before you know it, 10 years has gone by, which is frightening.
But that must have been particularly satisfying then for you to bring these artists to the Barbican last night.
Absolutely, yeah, fantastic.
Good. All right, where are we going now then?
Well, I mean, I'm a big Mark Rebo fan too, actually, so I thought of guitar players. So we go somewhere completely different. We go to Vietnam and a guitar player called Kim Sin. And I hope I'm not spreading false information here, but I have heard that this is the guy who Raikudo was recorded with. I have never heard the record, although I heard the rumours of this recording several years ago. But I saw Kim Sin, actually, about well, it must be 8 or 9 years ago, and I've had this record for 10 years, and I think it's great. So I am looking forward to the Rai Kuda Kim Sin collaboration album. But this is a track by Kim Sin, and it's called, although my Vietnamese isn't very good, but anyway, Li Giao Duen.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So the name of the musician again?
Kim Sin.
And all I have to say about it, that right. is that when I talked to Raikuda, you know, at some point, he mentioned he's one of these wonderfully confident, categorical people who said, there's only one good guitarist in Vietnam. And right. I'm going to record with him. But I don't know that he has done so. I think it might be just an ambition he has.
Oh, okay.
And certainly hearing that man, you could think he would qualify for a duet with Raikuda. Yeah. So, and meanwhile, we've also got to congratulate Nigel Smith from Maida Vale, who points out that song, I've Got Enough Heartaches, was originally done by Spooky Tooth, a British group. And sure enough, one of the co-writers is Gary Wright, a member of that group. So there's, for the revised edition of the sleeve notes, a bit more information. Just to go up to the news, we're 5 to 9 here on London Live, Charlie Gillett and Paul Fisher. And our geography tends to deteriorate dramatically the further away from wherever you are, right? So this information doesn't mean a great deal to me, but it might mean more to you. Stepanida Borisova was born in Magino Kangalas in Yakutia, which is today called Sakha, Siberia.
Didn't mean a lot to me, actually,
well,
I'm
happy to hear that. So this is for a group of German musicians called the Hulu Project. And like I say, it's going to take us up to the news. The album's called Trans-Siberia, and we've got another hour after this. Project featuring Stepanida from the album Trans-Siberia. Kuhungnu Kustuhu. We're getting some pretty terrible pronunciations here tonight, but it's the best we can do. Alright, we'll be back after the news, but first it's the travel on London Live. And it's Charlie Gillett here, having been up against a walk-on-by for the last however many weeks. Now we're up against the Eurovision Song Contest. Actually, I think I'd rather be up against them. So the winners who identified that Kenya was a country we were looking for early in the programme, Zinagre and Camden, and Marcus Lane in Penge, both recognised Kenya itself. The others who came close enough were Zeb Albee in Croydon, Terry Desmond in Sidcup, Steve Vanston in Epsom, and Adam Anderson in Isle of Dogs. Among the incorrect guesses, Hungary, Indonesia, Japan and Singapore. Thank you for thinking it came east. That's what I thought. Everybody in here doesn't sound remotely eastern. So, Paul, are we round to your turn? Yes, I played Stepanida before the news.
Right, so that sort of reminded me of a singer called Oki, who's an Ainu, which is the indigenous people of Japan who live in Hokkaido, which is the northern main island. And originally, I think they came through Mongolia, and he plays an instrument which is called the tonkori, which is a stringed instrument, and it sort of had a I don't know, similar feeling to the track that you played before the news. Kapui, which means belly button.
But there is a track from him on the Rough Guide to the Music of Japan, which actually is one of my favourites. Uh-huh. Is that from the same album?
It's not actually. That's from the first one. This right. is the second one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to one of your other Rough Guide albums. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is a song that Sue Stewart chose when she came in as a ping pong guest before Christmas, where the Genoa Kiawe?
Correct.
Who takes a breath and then a note near the beginning of the song, which just seems to go on longer than is humanly possible.
Yes, yeah, this it's is amazing, isn't it?
So, have you become kind of, well, expert, certainly in British terms, of the music of an enormous area?
I guess so. I mean, especially Asia, especially Japan and Okinawa, and I kind of feel that music from Asia hasn't really been, in world music terms, hasn't really been given a chance. You know, most people like African music, Latin music, and I think they can understand the rhythms pretty easily. With music from Japan or China, Thailand, wherever, it's a bit more bit more complex, and it's not really based on rhythm, but more on melody. And somehow that takes a bit longer, I think, for people to really get into it.
And of the music that's on the Rough Guide to Japan, how much of that music is heard in Japan, you know, in modern times? I mean, I can't quite tell whether it is in like folk music here, which is very rarely heard on our radio, or is it actually quite commonly heard?
Well, most of it is fairly rarely heard, to be honest. But there is a lot of traditional music, which I think I mentioned before, is kind of just preserved as a museum piece, like hundreds and hundreds of years. Most of the artists on this album are fairly young and really like updating their traditions or mixing different things.
So they're the Eliza Carthys of
exactly.
Japan.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That kind of thing. But in the case of Hawaii, I get the impression this music is heard wherever you go. Is that probably correct?
Yeah. Although there's a lot of real sort of cheesy, touristy Hawaiian music as well. But I mean, I like the real old Hawaiian stuff, and I like the slack key music as well that Dancing Cat put out on other labels.
Okay, well, I won't dare say this woman's name twice, having got it right the first time. I'm just going to play it, Alika. great sort of triumphant growl she does at the finish. Genoa Keawe.
Yeah.
From the Rough Guide to the Music of Hawaii, which was put together by our guest Paul Fisher. If people want to get in touch with you out there, have you got a website and an email and all this kind of thing that you want to give out for
sure.
people buying things through the far side?
Sure, yes. Go on, okay, website is www.farside.
F-A-R-S-I-D-E.
Correct, one word, hyphen, I think that's the right word, respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.com.
Very nice.
You can find my email on that website as well.
Very good. All right. So, okay, that was that. This is what?
This is something completely different. I've just been talking to one of your producers, Philip here.
Philip, yeah.
About Thai music. So I thought, right, I'm going to play a track from Thailand. This is from the north of Thailand, and it's a type of music which is called Morlam. And normally it's vocal music, and I do love the vocal music, but this is a bit different take on Morlam, which is an instrumental track, but it's pretty funky stuff, I think. The name of the band is, in fact, called Lam Sing. Right, that was, I think they're called Lam Sing, and it's called Mang Pu Tom Duke.
Well done. So, right. In some ways, that is like your all-purpose band. I mean, that would be a really nasty one to play that to the listeners and say, where's that from? Because that would have been pretty hard.
Right.
But we do have six albums unclaimed from the previous questions, so I'm going to ask... Well, let me start at the beginning. Among the people that was recommended for us to play to Paul was Tom Waits, who has several songs dealing with the East in one way or another, including one called Singapore, requested by Richard Lim, and another called Shore Leave, which I'm going to play, but not by him. And the answer, the question is, who is this singing? So the phone number 0207-224-2000, who is it?
Filled with buckshot eyes and a purple heart, I roll down the national stroll. And with a big fat paycheck strapped to my hip sack and a shawly wristwatch underneath my sleeve, in a Hong Kong drizzle on Cuban heels, I roll down the gutter to the blood bank. And I left all my papers on the Ticonderoga, and I was in bad need of the shade. And so I stopped at the corner on cold chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rain stopped. And I bought a long sleeve shirt with horses on the front and some gum and a lighter in the night. And a new deck of cards with girlies on the back, and I sat down and wrote my wife. I said, baby, I'm so far away from home, and I miss my baby so. I can't make it by myself, I love you so. Well, I was pacing myself, trying to make it all last, and all the life out of this lousy 2 day pass. And I had a cold one at the Dragon, some Philippine floor show. And I talked baseball with a lieutenant over Singapore Sling. And I wondered how the same moon outside over this Chinatown affair on Illinois and find you there. And I know I love you, baby, and I'm so far away from home, and I miss my baby so. I can't make it by myself, I love you so. Surely, surely, surely.
Written by Tom Waits, produced by Tom Waits, but not sung by Tom Waits. The answers are still coming in, so I won't give the name away yet. All right, Paul, we've got one more to go.
Okay, well, I'm going to play something a bit out there. There's a singer called Benjamin S, and he's from Indonesia. And he's a singer of a style which is called Gambang Kromong, which is Chinese influence music of Jakarta. And he died in 1995, and he's sometimes called the James Brown of Indonesia. And some of it is very traditional sounding music, and then sort of like somewhere in randomly dispersed throughout the album with these sort of weird funky type tunes. And the song that you're going to hear is called Begini Bigitu, and that's the only words in it. In fact, if there was a quiz that I would like to know, I'd like to know, what does Begini and what does Bigitu mean? Because he's sort of saying Begini, and she and the woman vocal, the vocalist on this record, just says Bigitu, and they're kind of fighting. So what is it they're fighting about? Please, if there's anybody who speaks Indonesian, perhaps they could let us know.
Begini. Begitu.
I think that's what you call the international language, Paul. I don't think you need that translated. So the name of the man again?
Benjamin S.
Benjamin S.
Yeah.
All right, well, Paul Fisher, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. I've had a ball. Thanks very much.
So the website again, the 3 W's, farside-respect.com.
Correct.
Right. All right. Well, what happens now? Oh, I know. This is where I'm next.
94.9
London Live.
Lisa Hansen.
Got to be high life or low life. Please don't give me anything in between.
Weekdays from 3.
It was like, what the?
Yeah.
94.9.
You're going to throw some forms tonight down at, where is it, Old Street?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we throw forms every night on the stage, honey.
I've got three wheels on my pushchair, Islington living sort of character, you know.
Lisa Anson at the controls, Monday to Friday.
3 till 5.
The tunes, the guests, the lady herself.
I have 1 second left over. Ask me another question.
Lisa Anson, weekdays, 3 till 5.
Only on 94.9 London Live.
And Paul, we have got an answer to your question.
Oh.
Believe it or not, Stuart Pimlock from Elephant and Castle called in to say it means like this, like that.
Oh, okay, right.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very.
What a listenership. You're wonderful. All right. If you want playlists of these shows, just email me at charlie.gillett@bbc.co.uk. And as the man from Mauritius, I hope he might... Mauritania, sorry, no, not Mauritius at all. Mauritania in West Africa, Peter Hun was listening from. Proves that you can listen to it on the web. Jerry Lysett will be here with Planet Mambo from 10 to midnight tonight. And I want to mention that the Mobo Unsigned competition is getting ready to open. There's 7 different categories, including reggae, jazz, gospel, garage, hip-hop, R&B and world music. And the winner gets a recording contract with GoBeat. So if you want to follow that up, you've got till the 20th of July to get your songs in, 3 or 4 on a CD or mini disc, and contact them at either the 3W's Mobo Net, 3W's.mobo.net, or on the phone, 0207-419-8080. Tomorrow, 12 till 1, a programme about Usundur on Channel 5. And in the afternoon, Ricardo Chureja, terrible pronunciation, from Warsaw, a storyteller, a violinist, he's the entertainment at Mwalimu Express, venturing way outside their normal African remit. That's at the Bread and Roses in Krapamaya Street, and it's from like 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon all the way through to 5:30. And later on the same day, Hubble Bubble at the Union Chapel with Smudge, Anatolia from Turkish-Kurdish group, and Ujami, the hosts. And there's all sorts of things happening there. People swinging on high wires and God knows what. Also, 13th, the Flatville Aces play the Tudor Barn in Eltham, a Cajun group, as you might guess. Lee Perry is at the Ocean 2 in Hackney. And then on Monday, Mercedes Sosa at the Royal Festival Hall. The Handsome Family, supported by Eileen Rose at the Borderline. And Mansour Sek, normally partner of Baba Mal, on his own at the Kemia Bar, which is down the basement of Momo's in Haddon Street. On the 14th and 15th, Monday and Tuesday, Morena Veloso, the son of Caetano, at Ocean 2. And on the 15th, the Handsome Family, still at the Borderline, but this time with Hawksteep Workmen as their support group. And on the 15th is an international jam session, celebrating in a way, but it's not quite the right word, the ending of the Samuel Pepys at Mare Street in Hackney. And Duncan Noble is here to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment or two. And also on the 15th, Greek night at the Barbican includes at 6 o'clock for free Christy Stassinopoulou, who will be coming to sing here next week on the 19th here on the show live. Shiva Nova at the Jazz Cafe on the 16th, Wednesday, and Oy Vavoy at the Spitz the same night. And on Thursday, 17th, the San Bushman will be at 93 feet east, which is 150 Brick Lane, excuse me, followed by live music, live remixes with various artists, including Smudge. And I'll let the San Bushman play a little bit more before this track to go.